Brian Whitman. Thank God neither one wears a rug.
They can't afford it. All right, that's enough. Please, thanks. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, Whitman.
Nice to see you, Timmy Conway Jr., man.
Hey, a big night for you, huh?
Well, not for me. It's a big night for, I think it's shaping up to be a big night for Senator Hillary Clinton. She has shifted the momentum in this race because there were four contests today. She is already 2-for-4. She won Ohio. She won Rhode Island. Barack Obama won the state of Vermont, and the state of Texas is too close to call. Literally, about 1,000 votes separate both candidates in Texas. So
now it's 20,000.
Is it that low? Wow. So best case scenario now for Senator Clinton is she goes 3-for-4 tonight, which would be tremendous. 2-for-4 is very, very good in and of itself.
Well, it looks like Hillary has made a comeback. I'm not sure many delegates she'll get. I'm not smart enough to understand the whole process, but
certainly making a momentum comeback.
Yeah, looks like she might be on the on Obama's trail here, man. Look at that.
Because what she wants to be able to do, Tim, is Hill Dog and her representatives want to be able to say to Democrats and like to the party leadership, look, when it comes to the big states, we win. We win in California. We win in New York. We win in Ohio. Ohio is a swing state that is important every November because you're never sure which way it's going to go. It was such a close call just the last time around. She wants to, I won Florida handily. She wants to be able to convince party leadership that when it comes to the states that matter, she wins. When it comes to diverse states where lots of people live, she can carry those states.
Yes, and she does.
And if she can layer on top of Ohio and Florida and California, New York, New Jersey, Rhode Island, if she can layer Texas on top of that, she looks like a real strong candidate.
She's unstoppable. And then you're going to Vegas on my dime if that happens.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, look at you. All right. The reason why we are talking about politics, and we haven't talked about it in the past, because a new poll came out in Time magazine that said 70% of this country, 70%, that's a huge number for anybody to do anything. 70% of people, men and women, and transvestites, transsexuals, trannies.
Whatever they are. Transgenders.
Yeah, hermaphrodites. Right. You know.
The asexual.
Right. That the third crew that's really going for it in life.
The crew that checks other on the job application.
The crew that's not happy with the sex that they are.
Right.
All right? And they've decided to jump ship into the other group.
Okay.
All right?
Very
it's,
good.
It's that group. I feel bad for them because they are a tortured bunch.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being trapped in a male's body or a female's body.
For them, you can only hope for peace. You can only hope that they find peace.
Yes. All right. Anyway, for most of us, men and women, we've locked it off. 70% of you between the ages of 18 and 34 are into politics this year.
Like never before.
Not in those numbers. 70%. 70. So we'd like for you to call us if you're between 18 and 34.
And maybe a hot chick even.
Yeah, if you're a chick or you dude. But you got to be between 18 and 34. If you're 17 or younger, sit there and listen. If you're 35 and over, do the same thing as the 17-year-olds.
Okay.
All right? Just for this hour.
Right.
And then we'll...
We'll invite you back next
hour.
Yeah,
we got a great topic for 17-year-old girls and 35-year-old guys next hour. All
right.
Okay. All right. Here are the phone numbers. If you're 18 to 34, call us because they say, according to Time magazine, that you folks are into politics for the very first time.
Hillary Clinton now leading the Texas Democratic
primary.
That's
what I said, by 20,000 votes.
Oh, no. I misunderstood because all night she's been losing. But now it's...
she's up by 20,000.
19,000 votes. Yeah.
All right. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. If you're between the ages of 18 and 34, we'd like to talk to you about politics. You're in for the very first time. Like to see who you're voting for. Why weren't you to before? Sort of like feel out the 18 to 34-year-olds.
Yeah, like why you're so into it. I mean, I can understand if elections were boring, and we've had in our country's history boring elections where there was really, you know, nothing going on. I mean, now we got a war going on, a couple of wars. I mean, people get into it. But in the past, most young people said, F it. I'll worry about politics when I'm my dad's age or my mom's age. But now, younger dudes and chicks are saying, where do I vote? Where's my, give me the address. Where do I have to go? Am I registered? You know, people really want to participate.
All right. If you're between 18 and 34, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, here's the latest number in from Ohio. Hillary Clinton, 57%. Obama, 41%.
That's a whooping.
That is a major defeat.
16 percentage points, and the news organizations are projecting that Senator Clinton will, when all the votes come in, she will be the winner.
It's a major defeat for Obama because they projected that he was going to be a little closer in Ohio.
Right. And also,
he's down 16 percentage points. That's not good.
What is also bad news for Senator Obama is that Hillary Clinton was so far ahead in Texas, and then, of course, there was this 11-run streak where Senator Obama had not lost in 11 contests, and it was getting close, close, close. Some polls had him leading in Texas. For him right now, with obviously not all the votes coming in, for him to be trailing Senator Clinton with 32% of the votes coming in, for him to be trailing by some 20,000 votes, losing by 2 percentage points—
That's not good either.
That's not good. And what also is not good is he has lost the state of Rhode Island, which has something like 21 delegates. Not that that's a big state, but all of these delegates matter. So far, 4 contests tonight, and the only one that Senator Obama can say he has been victorious in is the primary in Vermont, which everybody expected him to win. I think there's something like 14 or 15 delegates in Vermont. So it could be for Hill Dog, as we like to call her. It could be 3 for 4. Certainly, it's a momentum shift.
I mean, it absolutely is.
I saw somebody on the news say over the weekend to one of these talking head shows, they said to like one of Hillary Clinton's advisors, they said, what does Senator Clinton have to start doing? And the guy said, winning.
Yeah, winning.
The guy was funny. So she has to start actually winning these contests.
And if you're worried about or concerned about the other side of the Republicans, McCain went over the top today, and he is officially the Republican nominee.
Yeah, Robin in the news is going to share a little portion of Huckabee's speech, Mike Huckabee. I tell you, that guy, they say Barack Obama is the best speech giver. But
no, that guy's a great speech giver.
Huckabee, it's about a minute, the beginning of his speech. He talks a little bit about sports. He uses a baseball analogy. It's very touching and moving, and Huckabee did a good job. They're saying that now they think this Huckabee might be the a candidate to run the Republican committee.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Will in Diamond Bar. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Very good.
All right, you're 30 years old?
You guys are studs.
Ah, thank you, man.
Love
I appreciate that. All right, you're 30 years old, and you've never been in politics before, huh?
I was into politics in the past, but not as much as this time around. And I think this time around, I actually feel like I could make a difference by the vote that I cast. Whereas before, you vote, you kind of think it's not going to mean anything. Nothing's going to change.
Right. And who are you voting for this time?
Early on, I was a Ron Paul advocate, but ever since that didn't turn out so well, ended up switching my vote to Obama and Clinton. Honestly, I'm swaying back and forth and not really decided between amongst them. I just know that I'm not necessarily for the war, as most young voters are, and basically just going to end up voting Democrat, whoever ends up winning the nomination for their party.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. All right. So you'd like to see the troops come home as soon as possible.
Yes. Myself, I just have my 18-year-old brother that signed up for the Army.
Oh, and I see. So you want them to come home now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we went there under false pretenses, and I think it's time to come home, because I really believe that we need to give the Iraqis incentive in order to you know, get things straightened out and right. really figure things out.
All right, well, you might be onto something. You're a bright guy, and you should be voting. I'm not sure that all of the 18 to 34-year-olds should be. That guy is
I'm not sure that all of the 34-plus should be voting. I mean,
I'd love to see you not vote. All right, let's talk to Jeanette in Savannah. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
You don't trust me, Tim?
I don't trust you at all. You're a little crazy. All right, Jeanette, you there?
Yes.
All right, you're 18 years old?
Yes, I'm 18.
Oh, good for you. All right, then you're voting for Obama.
I'm voting for Obama.
Okay, and what are the main planks in his platform that you enjoy?
Well, I especially love his speeches. He's a great speech person. I love, like, his views on politics. We have to get out of the laws because why are we there anyway?
Sure, Ryan.
I mean, I just love him.
Right. Now, you mentioned his speeches right at the beginning. You know, a president needs to be more than a good speech giver and a good and a lot of times, you know, presidents have people who write their speeches for them. That's standard. They have speech writers who get paid to do that. You know, it's being a good president goes far beyond giving a good speech.
Yes. I mean, he seems like he is the perfect person to become a president. I mean,
let me ask you a little background, Jeanette. Let me ask you a little background about the Barack Obama. Where is he from?
He's a senator from Chicago, Illinois.
From where?
From Chicago.
Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
And how many?
He was born in Hawaii.
All right. How many senators are there in the United States?
Senators that I know of. Well, I'm not really like into politics. This is like my first time getting into it.
Ah. All right.
You know, because I mean, I'm 18. This is the first time that I'm really motivated.
All right. How many Supreme Court justices are there?
How many? I'm not sure about that.
If I gave you a sack of weed to tell you to not vote, would you stay home?
No. I don't do that.
Right. How about $20?
No.
$100.
Nah.
How about $10,000?
Nah.
You're so full of crap. You'd stay home for 10 grand. All right, Jeanette, and where does, who's the current vice president of the United States?
I'm not even sure about that either.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you that I'm still, like, I'm into politics barely.
What's your cup size?
I talked about it in school. I wasn't into it. This is the first time that I'm actually, like, motivated into it.
But of all the times in school they've talked about it, you've never picked up the vice president's name?
The president?
Who's the president?
George W. Bush.
What's his wife's name?
I don't even know that.
Is he married or single?
He's married.
Does he have children?
Yes, he has two daughters.
Right. Well, you know a lot about him then. And who's the governor of the state of California?
Easy, the Terminator.
Oh, God. All right. And who are our two senators from this state?
The senator? I'm not sure.
All right. All right, you should vote. You should keep voting as often and as...
I'm telling you, I'm motivated. I mean, I think it's still history because, I mean, to have an African-American and a woman, I think we're making history right there.
We are. There will be history made on the Democratic side,
yes,
no
right.
doubt about it.
Big time.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's running on the Republican side?
McCain just won.
Yeah. What's his first name?
McCain?
Yeah.
I don't even know him. Yeah. I mean, I know who he is, but I mean, I'm not voting for him.
But you don't know his first name?
No.
One of the three people
McCain,
running...
John McCain.
One of the three people... Hold on. Hey, Jeanette. One of the three people running for president right now was held as a prisoner of war for about 5 years.
McCain.
There you go.
All right.
All right. You do know your politics, baby. All right. You take care of yourself. All right. There she goes.
Wow. She surprised
us
at the end.
Of
things, she knew
man.
More than
look at that.
We expected, man.
All right. Let's talk to Matt in Long Beach. Matt, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. What's going on with you?
I'm calling to say that I'm actually not a voting guy and never have been because my whole view on that is if voting could actually change anything and be legal. Our government doesn't like us to change anything and they like to be in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Hence King George II up there in D.C. right now.
Yeah, I do get a vibe recently, and I think Matt is a pretty bright guy. I get the vibe recently that that the government is all really against us and we're against the government. It's almost like they're the government, whether you're Republican or a Democrat, if you're really into it and you're a politician, whether you're a local congressman, a senator, the president, the vice president, I think that they're really they really don't fight for us and we don't fight for them. We sort of, you know, don't like them and they don't like us.
Yeah, I think it's sad. I mean, I think that after after September 11th, I think there was a real feeling of togetherness or oneness between the people and our government. You know, because in our country, I mean, we are the government. The people, I know this sounds, you know, like a civics class in the fifth grade, but we really are the government. I mean, our representatives come from among the population. I mean, we elect them. We have the power to remove them in many cases from office if they've betrayed the public trust. So I really wish it wasn't like that. But unfortunately, it is. Sometimes it takes a tragedy like September 11th or something like that for people to feel as if their government is on their side.
I mean, they're not on our side, though. And it's proof of that every time you turn to the government for anything. That they're not on your side. They're you know, the medical benefits you get from the government are terrible. The post office is the most horrendous building run by the most horrendous people on the planet.
Well, the senators and the congressmen, they don't complain about the health benefits they get.
No, I'm talking about the health benefits that you get as a citizen.
Oh, from
if
local
you have like
government.
Medicare or Medicaid.
Oh, I see.
You know, that kind of stuff. But it doesn't seem especially here in Southern California. The local government here doesn't give a rat's ass about traffic. Everybody sits in it all day long. Mm-hmm. Now you sit in on weekends. I drove from the San Fernando Valley to the Commerce Casino on Saturday.
Right. How long did that take? It
took me about an hour and 45 minutes.
That's crazy.
It's 30 miles, an hour and 45 minutes. You can literally probably ride your bike in 2 hours.
Right, right.
At 15 miles an hour, you could easily keep up that pace.
If you had to, right.
Yeah. Yep. And it's but the government doesn't care about that. They certainly don't care about potholes, or this, you know, the crappy streets that we have. You know, the little things that irritate you in life, they don't care about.
Well, you know, I think you're right about a lot of that. The difference obviously is there's federal government, and that's what we're dealing with tonight with this Senator Obama and Senator Clinton and Senator John McCain and all of that. That's federal. Local government, people really, really should, I think, pay more attention to their local government. People like, you know, who you elect mayor, who you elect for your city council, who you elect, you know, to the board of supervisors, because these people really can have an impact in your life. I mean, they can. This is the kind of these are the people who can, you know, decide to take your house down and build a road through it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and also this city and this state. And a lot of the country is really soft on crime, a lot softer than I would be. Like, for instance, you remember yesterday, or it wasn't yesterday, I think it was last week, where the guy drove by a bus stop and shot into a bus stop, wounding 14 people.
Yeah, right. I saw that. We talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, I think they've arrested the young man who thought that would be a good idea. And he'll probably go to jail for – nobody was killed.
Mm-hmm. Right, all injured. Right?
Yeah, I think he'll probably go to jail for maybe 10 or 20 years. But if I were in charge of the government, that would be a wrap on that young man.
I would agree with you. I mean, I would agree.
And if you can't keep, you know, the city safe from these guys who think that's a good idea, then people start moving out of the state.
Right. Well, that's judges, too. I mean, you're talking a lot about judges because, you know, there's laws and certainly there should be the laws. Laws should be tough. And there should be, you know, for local government, something that people have talked about a long time, truth in sentencing. And I support that. That's truth in sentencing is the judge says 20 years. You shot Brian Whitman. You didn't kill him, but you shot his leg and you almost killed him, so you're going to jail for 20 years. That doesn't mean in 6 years, because you've been a good boy, you get out. 20 years means 20 years. We'll see you in 2 decades.
Yeah, here's an example of you know, of how the government really doesn't care, or maybe doesn't have enough manpower. Like if you go to remodel your house and you want to get a city inspector out there to check out your property.
Oh, gosh.
That process is a pain in the ass. It might take you months to get the guy out there. He might, depending on how he's feeling, it might be a real stickler for, you know, small little crap that's, you know, around your house.
Right.
But if you go to a private contractor and you say, hey, I want to, you know, I'd like to, you know, add a room onto my house, or if I'd like to refinance my house and I'd like to get an appraisal on my house, sometimes they'll be there that day.
Yeah, they'll show up.
And sometimes
right away.
They'll be there the next day, and yep. they'll give you the appraisal immediately because they have to make you happy.
Yep.
They're in the private business. The government doesn't have to make you happy. They're the only game in town. And it's very frustrating for a lot of people.
I agree with you.
And I can't imagine how frustrating it is for people who depend on the government a little more than I do or than you do. But I just can't imagine that daily process where, let's say you do need Medicaid or Medicare, and then trying to deal with when we're dealing with like our healthcare company,
right?
Occasionally, I mean they're pretty good,
yeah.
But occasionally you're on the phone and you can't a bill's not paid or they reject something and you've got to fight that.
Yes,
and that's a private company.
Yeah,
I can't imagine how much more red tape is involved when you have to deal with the government on crap like that.
Yeah.
All right. According to Time Magazine, they say 70% of you that are 18 to 34 are into politics for the first time. And we'd like to sort of pick your brain and see what's going on with you.
Yeah,
people.
Know why you care so much all of a sudden.
All right. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. The latest numbers in from Texas, because it says now that, according to Time Magazine, 70% of people 18 to 34 into politics for the very first time. Texas now, Clinton 50%, Obama 49%, and there's about 19,000 votes that separate them.
Yeah, Fox News has it at about 25,000 votes. So these numbers are very fluid. They're constantly moving,
Boy.
All we know is it's too close to call. You certainly at this point couldn't say who the winner is in Texas, except that John McCain won on the Republican side.
Yes. All right. 18 to 34, if you're into voting, into politics, according to Time Magazine, there's a record amount of you. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Richard in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I'm into politics.
Hi. There you go. Seth in Burbank, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to call because I'm just recently got engaged. And
how old are you?
24. Oh,
good for you.
Thank you.
How long have you been dating her?
2.5 years.
All right. Met her in college?
I didn't, actually. We met after I was done with college.
All right. And what do you do for a living?
I am an actor, and I also work in post-production.
You're making a decent living?
Yeah. Pretty good.
Is she working?
She is. She actually is a designer, clothing designer.
Mm-hmm. Seems young, but how old is she?
She's 27.
All right. I haven't blessed this couple yet,
this union?
But I'm leaning towards it.
All right, Tim. Well,
all right.
By the end of the call, Tim will have a decision for you.
Okay, I understand.
All right, so who are you voting for?
I voted for Obama in the primary, so I'm going to probably go with him if he wins. I do like Hillary, too, but I'm registered as independent, so I don't really have a
And what's the party. What's the big issue that you like Obama for?
Mostly because he wants to change, Social Security, the way that runs. He's got plans for getting our troops out of Iraq as soon as possible, and I've got quite a few friends that ended up over in Iraq, and some of them didn't come back the same person.
Well, seems like legitimate areas.
Absolutely.
What is it? What is his plan for Social Security?
What is his plan?
Yeah.
You got me there.
All right.
I really don't. I don't know exactly. I just know he wants.
But
to
you
change.
Like it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Bubba. All right. Thanks for calling.
You know what it all comes down to? I mean, for people who are getting into politics for the first time, like the people we're talking to today, or people who have been in politics like our grandparents' age, people who have been doing it that long. It really all comes down to, who do you like? I mean, do you look at that guy? Do you look at that woman?
It is a little crazy.
Do you trust that person? Does that person make you feel comfortable? Does that person look like a president should look? It's all of those issues. That's why they've got that big ad now that's running that Hillary Clinton ran, which the 3 o'clock in the morning, the telephone rings. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's a powerful ad.
Yeah, powerful commercial. Yeah. Where you see children sleeping in bed, and you see it's obviously nighttime. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. There's darkness over the White House. And it says a phone is ringing somewhere in the White House. And the voiceover says, "Who do you want answering that phone?" And it's a commercial for Hillary Clinton suggesting that at a moment of crisis, when no one's there to tell you what to do, it's just you and that crisis and that telephone in your hand, who do you want? Do you want Hillary Clinton or Senator Obama? And they said in states like Texas, they think that might have made a difference for her. It was effective, that ad.
It was an effective ad. It seems to be a silly one, but it was an effective one.
Oh, I don't think it's silly.
Well, first of all, how many times has that happened where the phone rings at 3 a.m. and you got to make a decision that could change the world?
It could absolutely happen.
How many times has it happened?
Well, I think it's probably happened lots of times that we never know about, especially when we're a nation at war and the president has to make a call as commander-in-chief, has to make a call, has to say, do we do this or we do that, and we've got troops in harm's way. I think it happens probably more than we think.
I bet it doesn't happen, because when that phone rings at 3 a.m. and they say, listen, we're about to bomb a city in Iran because, we suspect there's a lot of terrorists in that town. We want to go ahead right now. Doesn't whoever's president go, hold on, let me talk to the National Security Advisor, let me talk to the CIA, let me talk to a lot of people here.
Sure, I would think so.
You don't just roll out of bed and go, yeah, go ahead, knock them up.
Right.
Oh, man.
I think you're right about that.
Some water.
Just the point is,
take a leak.
It's all about crisis. It's just all about crisis management, and who do you trust to be that person? And, you know, I thought about it after I saw the ad. It's a takeoff of an old ad. The former Vice President Walter Mondale had an advertisement like that in 1984.
Worked for him?
No, it did not work for him. In fact, it really didn't work for him. He got clobbered by President Reagan. But they called it the red phone ad, where they showed a red phone blinking, and he was running against Gary Hart in the primary. Red phone. And they said, you know, who do you want answering this phone? Who do you trust?
Nobody.
To answer this phone.
Let it ring until they hang up.
Well, America obviously didn't. They trusted President Reagan to answer the phone. But look.
It is slightly embarrassing, though, that the callers call up and say, They love Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, and when you ask them, why do you like Barack Obama, his position on Social Security is great, and I really like that. And you say, well, what is it? And they say, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that caller might have been a little confused.
Or when you say to one of these women who call up, hey, how many senators are there in the state? How many justices are there? Who's the vice president of the United States?
Yeah, what's his name?
What's his name? What's the first lady's name?
Yeah, they don't know. It's embarrassing.
She shouldn't be voting.
No, but everybody gets to vote. And here's the real sad part of all of this, Tim. Her vote cancels yours out.
Mine.
Or mine.
That's why I got to vote.
Right, that's why you got to vote.
Cancel her out.
That's right.
All right, let's see if anybody else is bright here. How about Mike in North Hollywood? You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right. Who are you voting for? You 24?
24 years old.
All right. Who are you supporting?
Well, in the primaries back in February, Super Tuesday, I voted for Ron Paul.
All right.
Because I believe he's the only guy that...
Well, he's out of it now. Who are you supporting?
Well, he's not out of it. He hasn't dropped out yet.
Well, but McCain clinched the Republican nomination tonight.
He absolutely has. And it's a shame that the mainstream media doesn't talk about Ron Paul at all, even though he's still in the race.
Because it's over.
But I do support Barack Obama. I do believe that he's not perfect. I think he's a little better than Hillary Clinton. Although,
right.
I think really one of the only reasons that Barack Obama has had any opportunity in this race is he was given sort of a lot of support by globalists and people in the UN, which have put him up on a pedestal a little bit and given him a real shot at this.
And do you believe in the global system?
I believe it is our future. I'm not sure whether or not it's a good or bad thing.
Do you think there should be no borders?
No, I'm not saying whether or not it's good or bad. I'm not sure, but I do believe it's our future,
okay,
that there are free trade everywhere. There's going to be, most likely, the UN will turn into the most prominent authority in the world.
I hope not.
If you want to call it a one-world government. I mean, Barack Obama back in, I believe it was February 8th, endorsed the Global Poverty Act, which is based essentially on top of all the foreign aid the United States gives across the world, will add another 0.7% of our gross national product, give it directly to the UN in order to spearhead this campaign.
So you're probably a big supporter of George Bush's when he has given all that time and money to Africa and the starving children there.
No, I was never a supporter of George Bush. I don't think anyone who receives C8 grades in high school and college deserves.
Right. So no matter how much money or how much time he gave to Africa, it doesn't mean anything to you.
No, he did a lot of good, but he gave a lot of money, and that's a very noble cause. Unfortunately, you look at Africa today, and it's the exact same thing that's been for the last 80, 90 years. Ever since the colonization of Africa, it's been a complete mess, and it's not getting any better.
What's the solution for Africa?
Solution from Africa is main powers of the world, the richest governments of the world, essentially are oppressing the economy there. They're letting rebel factions reign all over the countries, just collecting their diamonds. They have the most natural resources on the face of the planet than any other place on the face of the planet, and they're being exploited for that very cause.
Right. So do you think the leaders of the G8 get together and all can have a conspiracy against Africa?
Certainly not as simple as that. But I do believe they're above the actual leaders of each country, but G8, the most rich 8 countries in the world.
Oh, you seem like a bright dude. You know what's going on out there for a young guy. He's 24 years old.
Yeah.
And, I was just trying to ask him a few questions because I wanted to see, there are a lot of crazy theories.
Oh, yes.
With the younger voters.
Oh,
the
yes.
The older voters don't have.
That's true.
And I'd like to hear some of them because there's some people really out there.
Well, that one
that
world.
That guy seemed pretty
That
bright.
New world order, one world, that's all part of it,
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's going to work either.
The globalization.
That's an interesting, it's an interesting idea to have no borders.
I don't think that's one that we need to try. I don't think that's...
Well, let me tell you why I think it's interesting.
Okay.
All right, let's say there were no borders.
Okay.
All right. Don't you think that a lot of Americans would buy property in Mexico?
You can do that now.
Not really.
You can't?
You can, but I think it's like a 100-year lease. The government can always take it away from you.
Oh.
So it's really deterrent to buy anything down there.
I see.
But don't you think a lot of people, if you could just drive across, there was no Mexico, there's no United States, there's no Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You just drive wherever you want, you build a house wherever you want.
Right.
And everybody is part of, one big world.
Well, you can certainly look. If you wanted that, Tim, you could apply for dual citizenship. Let me give you the flip side. Imagine we had no borders, as you suggested. Can you imagine the flood? You think there's a flood of illegal people coming in?
I think the flood would go the other way.
You think people would leave this country?
I think people would start businesses. And, like if you were in the oil business, right?
Yes.
Or let's say you're in, the fast food business.
Right.
And there were no borders and you could open up, you go down to Mexico, Tijuana, and buy yourself, some property down there, probably a little cheaper than you can buy in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you become an oil man in Mexico and you're not a Mexican, you're not an American, you're not a Canadian, you're just part of the world. You can go anywhere you want in the world.
Yeah, I'm opposed to that.
Is that right?
Yeah, I would be.
I don't know if I'm opposed to it or not, but it's an interesting idea.
I'm opposed to that. I'm proud, very proud to be an American, and I think that we need to have strong borders to protect our borders because we live in a very dangerous world where under your scenario with no borders, people could come from anywhere, walk right in.
Yeah, but the whole world would eventually look like the United States. There'd be a Starbucks on every corner, a McDonald's on every block.
We need to go to break!
Shut up, Jerry.
I'm afraid the flip side is true. The United States would begin to look like the rest of the world, and that would be the end of us.
Well, in the short term, it probably would be, but I think the United States, the people who are, bright in the United States would spread out and maybe, I don't know, just an idea.
All right, man.
But I think when they keep everybody's so segregated. The Chinese are kept in China, the Japanese are in Japan, the Americans here, Germanys are in Germany.
Well, they want to be there.
Germans are in Germany, and I don't know, man. It seems...
Well, look, if people wanted to move, if a Japanese couple wanted to move to Los Angeles, they could very easily do that.
Yeah, but if there were more Japanese here, they'd be more comfortable. If there are more Americans in Japan, you'd be more comfortable going over there.
Right. So you are for diversity, after all.
Well, not really. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Young people between 18 and 34, for the first time in the history of this country, 70% of you are interested in this election. Lewis and Pomona, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, how's it going today?
What's up, dude?
Good. You know what? It's kind of funny that you guys said that. To be honest, the reason why young people are voting, me being 22, I don't know anything about what's going on. I really don't know what's being offered, but what I do know is that anything's better than what we got.
Right. But he's leaving.
Yeah, and you know what?
He has a name. He's President George Bush. Let's President not George beat around the bush, so to speak.
Right. He's moving out.
Yeah, and I mean, I was raised, you know, being a Democrat, me listening to my parents since I was a little kid.
Right.
That's another thing I think that, you know, young kids our age, we listen to our parents. As of me, I was, you know, asked by my parents if I could vote.
Okay, let me ask you a couple quick questions. What do you think about gun control? Should people be able to own guns?
I think anybody who wants to have a gun has the right to have their own gun.
How about taxes? You believe in higher taxes or lower taxes?
I believe that gets taken off my check gets taken off my check.
Real quickly, do you believe in higher taxes or lower taxes?
I wouldn't be able to answer that because I don't know, you know. I mean, higher taxes, I get mad when I see my check because it's a lot. So, I mean, lower taxes, I would go with that.
Can I ask a point about those guns?
The only reason I asked you that because both of those issues are not what you're going to see if you vote for the Democrats.
Well, the Democrats do believe in gun control. I don't think you mean what you said, Lewis, when you said, I think anybody who wants to have a gun should have a gun. What if somebody...
But that's what he said. He meant that.
I'm going to challenge his statement. What if somebody with diagnosed multiple personality disorder wants to have a gun? Should the state allow that person to have a gun?
Well, of course, you know, you got to have a lot of...
Control.
Know,
control.
Control, yeah.
Yes, gun control. That's the term.
But I don't think, you know, someone who feels that by them being protected, they need a gun, it shouldn't be, you know, held from them.
Right. Exactly. I agree with you and the Democratic Party
and
believes.
And you should be alone as many as you want, right?
Law-abiding citizens should have the right to own a gun. It's the Second Amendment to our Constitution. I've never believed that people who are law-abiding citizens shouldn't have guns. But if you've proven that you might be someone who shouldn't have a gun, then...
That makes sense, though. But and that's nobody argues that. But
and that's funny because the reason I also called is because, you know, I heard the callers earlier calling in saying, you know, pretty much saying, I like what was offered on Social Security. You know, I like what they say about, you know, so-and-so stuff. I'm not going to stand here and, you know, say I like what's offered by Social Security. I don't understand one thing about it. I'm just going to say, you know what, the reason I'm voting for Hillary is because I was raised, you know, with Bill Clinton when he was the president, you know, and I'd rather have someone there who's been there and knows, you know, how the White House runs, you know, to be there.
Right. Now, real quickly, and we'll let you run here. How many senators are there in the United States?
I have no idea. I can't think about it right now.
That's okay. How many Supreme Court justices are there?
I saw that class.
Jesus Christ.
Who's the vice president of the United States?
You know, I'm not gonna
That's okay. That's all right, Lewis. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but
it's okay.
Who's the vice president?
Dick Cheney.
Oh, okay. All right. What's his wife's name?
I have no idea.
What's George Bush's wife's name?
I have no idea. Mrs. Bush.
All right, Babu, you're the best, man.
All right,
you take care of yourself. All right, there he goes.
All right.
A lot of young people out there voting.
Yeah.
They got to raise the voting age to 40 in this country.
To 40? Well, that would eliminate me, Tim.
I know.
Oh, all right.
They got to get it to 40 by November. This is a radically ill-informed crew.
You think I'm uninformed?
Not you.
Could you give me a rider? Could you get a permission slip from you that I could vote?
This is a crew that says they like Obama, and then you say why, and they're like, I have no idea.
Right, it's all style, not a lot of substance.
All right. Well, there you go. What can you do? All right. It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We've got David Letterman coming up.
Yeah, man.
His top 10 list. I heard that last night. It was very funny.
Very funny.
Yeah, on his show last night. Right. And then Robin in the News and tons more show for you.
It's going to be a big night, gang.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.